Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan launched his bid to retain his office at a small kickoff at his South Main Street headquarters.
Elections are about voters and not about candidates. It's about a vision, about moving the city forward, growing its population, increasing its capacity, and making it better each and every day. It's an honor to be able to do that. We have a direct impact not only on kids and senior citizens and businesses. We take that work very seriously.
In May, Akron will hold its first election since voters approved moving the primary from September to May. Moving the primary, which was to give the Board of Elections enough time to get ballots into the hands of overseas and military voters, is among the initiatives many point to in supporting Horrigan for another term. Summit County Executive Eileen Shapiro is among those supporters.
Take a look at the last 4 years. The accomplishments, the focus on equity, the focus on our neighborhoods, the focus on downtown, the focus that he has with the county and our work with economic development and workforce.
Along with Horrigan, all 10 city council members will also seek re-election in May. Among them is Marilyn Keith, Ward 8 councilwoman and past city council president, who is seeking an at-large seat.
The vision that the mayor has is not just his vision. He has included the community in this vision. So I want to get behind that. I want to be a good listener. I want to be a good promoter of what my residents have to say and also the vision that is being carved out right now by administration.
Horrigan will not run unopposed. So far, Democrat Greg Harrison has registered with the Board of Elections to challenge him, and Josh Sines has registered on the Republican ticket. Candidates have until April 8th to register at the Board of Elections. The biggest takeaway from today's kickoff? Executive Shapiro says vote.
You know, if you don't show up on election day and flip that lever, okay, for whoever you vote for, you don't have a voice. This is a free country. You need to show up. Now, this primary is May 7th, okay, which is a change for folks. So I would tell you, pay attention. That's 41 days. We need you to come out and vote and be heard.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU News.